Today's daf in Masechet Arachin is daf Yud, and we're continuing with the next Mishnah, formatted in the same way as the opening Mishnah of the Perek, even though it has nothing to do with Arachin, in which we say there's no less for a particular thing than X and no more than Y. And so our Mishnah opens up today with Ein Pochatim Yasrim Ve'achat Tekiyot B'Migdash. There's never less than 21 Tekiyos in the Migdash, because the 21 tekiyos were three every day at the opening of the gates, and then there were nine for each akravat tamid, which means nine for the tamid shachar, nine for the tamid shoban arba'im, because the tekiyot were always in groups of three. So that's tekiyah shurat tekiyah. The time at which we did the tekiyah was at the time of the nisuch hayayin, which was connected to the avodat tamid, all of which we're going to see. And the maximum number of tekiyot is 48. V'lo mosifin al arba'im v'shmona, no more than 48. We're going to see that the specific reference to 48 is a reference to Erev Shabbat during Chol HaMoed, where over there you have the typical 21, which read every day. Then you have the special six that were done on every Erev Shabbat. Three early on to let people know that Shabbat is coming, they've stopped doing Melacha. Three at the time of the Hadlakat Neirot. And then you had an additional nine because it was Chol HaMoed of Sukkot, and that was for the Korban Musaf, and then you had nine for the Nisuch HaMayim, and then there was a special one of three for the putting up the Aravot on the Mizbeach. So all in all, we had 48 that special day, but that's the maximum. In Pochatim, never are there less in the Beit HaMikdash in terms of the instruments that the Levim used to play music at the time of the Nisuch HaYayin. There were never less than two Nevalim, and never more than six Nevalim. Exactly what the Neval is, we may not have precisely that instrument, but the Gemara is going to talk about how many strings there were in the Neval and so on. In Pochatin Mishne Chalilin, V'lo Masifin HaShne Masar. There's never less than two Chalilin. Chalilin are what we call today recorders, and never more than 12. Now again, all of these things, the details we're going to see in the, particularly why the Nevelim is not quite clear at all. It says Rashi doesn't really know. Some say that the reason is that more than six becomes overwhelming in terms of the amplitude and making sure that everybody stays together. The Chalilim are the 12, or a remez to 12 days that they used to use the Chalil in front of the Mizbeach. This we're going to see. There were 12 days a year when they would, and these were, as Rashi says, connected the same 12 Chalilim are connected these days. The reason that we call Makeh for a Chalil is because you press your finger tightly over the hole in the Chalil, so it's called hitting the holes when you play a Chalil. So there were 12 days that we would do this, and this was Beshchitat Pesach Rishon. This was at the 14th day of Nisan, at the time of the Kriyat HaHalel, during the time of the Shchitat HaPesach, B'Shchitat Pesach Sheni, which was the same day a month later, the 14th day of Iyar, V'Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, first day of Pesach, and the Yom Tov of Atzeret, which is Shavuos, and the 8 days of Sukkot. All of these days, of course, were days in which we said the Hallel. You did not use a flute that was made out of metal. You needed to use a recorder that was made out of wood. The reason for that is there's a very special sweetness about that particular instrument that is not duplicated in the metallic flute. So as the song faded out, the closing of the song was dafka with a single recorder. And that is a very beautiful way to end. Mipneshu machalik yafa. That is a beautiful end for a song. And here's where you got to go and look up. What was that beautiful song? It was
Grafton Street.
Grafton Street by Dido, right?
Yeah.
It's in her latest album. If you want to understand this Mishnah, you absolutely must listen to that song. It's the one place where somebody fully understood how to be machalik yafa with an avu v'chidi. Astonishing. Avdei Kohanim Hayu, Divrei Rabbi Meir, the people who would be Menagein were Avadim, and they weren't real Miuchasim. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishpachat Beit Begarim, U Beit Zipraya, Me'amaum, or Rilisha Me'ameus, should say, who were all Yisraelim, but they were Yisraelim Miuchasim, and they were not Avadim. They were so miyuchas that their children would marry into the kuna. So Kohanim would be willing to accept their daughters. Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas omer that it was actually Leviim that played in the orchestra. Now the Gemara is going to relate this whole question to the question of what the significance is of the orchestra for the Dinim of Yichus. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah that says that you never have less than 21 tekiot or never more than 48 is clearly not going according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that the minimum amount on the hapuchet is lo yivchot misheva, there's never less than 7, and the mosif is lo yosif al shesh esrei, never more than 16. Now you'll notice that, of course, that all that's happened is that we've divided the number in the Mishnah by 3. Because when he's talking about 7, that's really 21. And when he's talking about the 16, that's his 48, if you multiply by 3. So, I mean, what is the point of the difference in the count? It's very simple. Rabbi Yehuda holds that every Seder of Tekiah, Trua Tekiah, is counted as one kol, essentially. And therefore, he's counting the 21 as 7. That's the idea, because it's each one is made out of 3 kolot. That's why I said there can't be less than 7, meaning 21. When he said there can't be more than 16, he really meant 48. Whereas according to the Rabbanan, who used the entire number, that's because Savri, they hold that Tekiyah L'chud and Teruah L'chud, and the final Tekiyah is L'chud, and it's not considered to be separate kolot. What is the basis of this machloket? My time in the Rebbe Yehuda. Why does Rebbe Yehuda consider the Tekiyah, Teruah, Tekiyah to be a single kol? Because he says, when it comes to the idea of the Chatzotzrot, where over there HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaveh, how to travel in the Machane and the Midbar. So over there it says, Utka'atem Tru'a V'nasu HaMachanot Achonim Kedma. So Utka'atem Tru'a is a little strange way of saying things, because if you're Tokea, you should be Utka'atem Tki'a. And if you're being Meiria, it should say Ve'riotem Tru'a. So therefore, when it says Utka'atem Tru'a, and then it also says, so clearly we call a tekiah trua, and then it also says trua yitka'u. So trua yitka'u lamas'ehem, in the same sugya, means that we also do it in the inverse. So well, what does that mean? Clearly what it's saying is that they are all basically the same kol. Shema mina tekiah trua tekiah is called chodehi. Whereas Rabbonu Ruchelak and Rav Yehuda, what do they learn from the way that the pasuk is written? Who that comes to tell us that every time that it says trua, it's mechayev you a kol pshuta, which of course is tekiah, that doesn't have any modulation, and lifaneha, and a pshuta, a tekiah, liacharea, udiata, that's what it's coming to teach me, but that doesn't mean to say that it's all one kol. V'rabbon and my time, why do they say that it has to be separate? Very simple. Because one of the simanim by the Masa'ot was ubahakilata kahal titka uvalotariu. When you're calling people to gather together for the Sanhedrin, so there, to make it clear that you're not about to travel and you want to call everyone together, it says do a tekiah without a trua. If you really believe, as Rabbi Yehuda does, isal kadaitach, that tekiah and trua is tekiah, is all considered to be one kol, what is the Torah saying? Don't do the kol. How can you do half of the mitzvah? Omer Achmona Avi Palgan mitzvah for the tekiah of the asifat ha'am. So where you're over there, you're not going to do the entire mitzvah. You're going to say that that's considered all of a sudden a chatzi kol is a mitzvah. And what does Rabbi Yehuda say about that? It's not a mitzvah. It's just simon ba'alma. All it is a mitzvah for everybody to get together. Why do you call that a mitzvah? Just a simon. So why would it have to be in a specific way that fits the full mitzvah for the Masa Machana? Kuman oz odi omer of Kahana. I mean, the Matzah Machane, of course, is also a Siman, but we have mitzvahs of Tkiyah, Truah Tkiyah. Why in the world should Simonim be necessarily Truah Tkiyah, Truah? Tkiyah, Truah Tkiyah, sorry. Kamanas are the Amr of Kahana. So this, turns out, has some important distinctions of halacha, because you see, Rav Kahana says that you're not supposed to have even a short hefsek between a tkiyah and a truah. Ein bein tkiyah l'truah v'lokulum. So there's no gap at all. Well, I mean, isn't that clearly keman k'Rav Yehuda? I mean, that's because since it's considered all to be one call, so obviously you have to go directly from one into the other. Says the Gemara, well, obviously, I mean, isn't that pshita that he was going like Rav Yehuda? Says the Gemara, it's not so pshita, because if we hadn't explained it, ma'od etema afiluk rabbonan atya, it might be going even according to rabbonan that tekiah and trua are all separate mitzvahs. Nonetheless, the point of the statement of Rav Kahana was to teach me not to follow the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that if you're listening on Rosh Hashanah to the nine tekiahs, Teisha tekiyos, and each one takes place with an hour between them, b'teisha sha'ot b'yom, so even though there's an immense break between one tekiyah and the next, you're still yotze. Therefore comes along Rav Kahana to say that you cannot be mafsik. What he's saying is not to be mafsik at all, but not to be mafsik the shear of an entire kol of tekiyah, truah, tekiyah. That's all that he's saying. Anyway, that's what you might have thought. And therefore, I'm coming to teach you that no, it's Dafka going Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, and what he means is there can't be any even momentary difference, momentary rather silence, between the true and the Kia. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute, that's not a bad alternative explanation. How do you know, in fact, that it's not right to say what you said I would have thought? Maybe that's indeed the Pshat, and it's going Aliba the Rabbanim, Ve'ima Hachinami, why say that it's going like Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, because im kein, if what he was saying was alibet rabbonan, so then the words velo klum don't make any sense, because velo klum means absolutely nothing, whereas according to the rabbonan, a small hefsek is allowed, because each one is a mitzvah liatzma. He should have just said, ein hefsek ben tekiyah l'truah. But by adding velo klum, he's telling you that you're not even supposed to have a momentary difference. That only works out alibet Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Mishnah continued to say that Shneima Sayom Bishana Makah Bechalil Lifnei HaMizbeach, that the Chalil is played by flipping your finger down like a Haka'ah on the Chalil in front of the Mizbeach. And it lists the 12 days. Now why? What is so special about those 12 days? My Shinahani, why are those the day? Because, Ho V'yachid Gomer Behemet HaHalil. Those are special days where you actually are Gomer the Hallel, whereas in all the other days, let's say Chol HaMoed of Pesach, or on Rosh Chodesh, or the times that we don't list here, you don't say the entire Hallel. You leave out the Lolano, you leave out Ahavti, Kishma, and that is only a minhag. It's not a chiyuv, and therefore we're not makeh b'chalil. Yomar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadak, Shumunasar Yamim, there are 18 days in a year in which a Yachid is Gomer Behemet HaHalel. You have Shmoni Me'achad, 8 days of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, including the Shmoni Atzeret, Shmona Yemei Chanukah, which of course is not including in the Mishnah because there's no Korban that we bring special on Chanukah. Of course, also Rabbi Yochanan does not count Shchitat Pesach, Rishon Shchitat Pesach Sheni, because that has nothing to do with the Yochid. That's where the Yochid is Gomer at the Halil, and the Halil on Shchitat Pesach is not said the Yochid at all. So therefore, that's not part of this description. Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, first day of Pesach, and the day of Shavuos, Yom Tov Shal Atzeret, and in Chutz Laaretz, it's actually additionally the second day Yom Tov. So therefore, it's 21 days, 9 days of Sukkot, because it's Sveikah d'Yuma, 8 days of Chanukah, Shnei Yomim Tovim, the first 2 days of Pesach, and Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Atzeret, and the 2 days of Shavuot. And Mai Shna Bechag de'Amrina Kol Yuma, U'Mai Shna BePesach de'Lo Amrina Kol Yuma. Why is it that for Sukkot, we say every single day, during Chol HaMoed, Hallel, Sholem, and Yochid is Gomer Behem, and why is it that on Pesach, we're not? That's because dechar chalukin bekorbanot tehem. Every single day of Yontev in Sukkot has a special and different korban musaf. Because as you know, we take down each day one of the parim, so that it's goes from the full number of parim and kvasim and goes all the way down to seven. And therefore, each one is choshev as a separate yontev, and has a chashivas of a new musaf, and therefore requires a new halal. Mashenkin, Pesach is the same thing. What you bring the first day, you bring every single day, and ain chalukin b'korbanotiyam, there's no difference whatsoever, and therefore the chiddush of the day, the ikar simcha of the day, you do the first day, and the rest is the same. Ask the Gemara, what about Shabbat? On Shabbat, you have a very special korban from all the days that are before it. Why don't we say halal? No, says the Gemara. Wait. First, you got to start with a moed, okay? So it needs to be a moed. So lo ikri moed, since it's not called a moed, it was kavua without our being koveyed as a moed, therefore, you don't say halal. Well, Rosh Chodesh is called a moed, because it says karalai moed lishbor bachurai, famous Rasha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the day Tisha B'Av to work out in that way. So if that's the case, why don't we say for Rosh Chodesh? That's because it doesn't have the special kedushat ha-mo'ed, the aser, doing melacham. Dechtiv, because it says in the pasuk hashir, hashir referring to the halal, and that's like a song, yelachem kalel hitkadesh chag. So kalel hitkadesh chag means dafka alayla hamakudash lechag, where there's some level of kedusha, meaning that there's an isra of asiyat melacha, there hashir yelachem. So there it's ta'un shira. But if it's eino mekudash lechag, and there's no isra v'asiyat melacha, ein ta'un shira, there's no chiyav of halel. And therefore, we have the mitzvah specifically on days that are moed, new korban, and kodesh be'isr asiyat melacha. Now, lemaisa, there is a question which we don't raise here, but which is raised in Psachim, if this is dafka balayla, that you need this or biyom as well, because it's galelit kadesh chag. But right now we're just taking it as davar posh, not the ikar sugi here, obviously. We're bringing this in agav. Asks the Gemara, well, what about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are called a mo'ed. They're listed in the mo'edim. And ikadush ba'asiyat melacha. They're osir to do melacha, and they have special korbanos. So how come we don't say halal? Lema. We should say halal. That's a different issue. That's Bishum de Rabbi Abahu. The Omer Rabbi Abahu, the Malachi Asharei, tainet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. How do you explain the fact that Mipnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omrim Shira Lefanecha Brosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim? These are such amazing days, and we don't hear any halal. Marlon answered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Malachim, you don't understand the terror that they're in. Efsher Melech Yosheva Kisei Adin. V'sifrei chayim v'sifrei meitim p'tuchim lefanav. Here is the melech who's being done, life and death. And what, they're going to sing? V'sol omrim shira lefanav? They can't. Well, then how do you explain the fact that we say halal on Chanukah? Chanukah is neither a time of special korbanot, nor a time of isra siyat melacha. D'lo achi v'lo achi. And nonetheless, we're saying halal. Why is that? That's a special mitzvah, Chanukah Mishum Nisa. That's because of the Pirsum Neis of the whole story of Chanukah. So, well, Purim never Nisim. How come we don't have Halal on Purim? Lema. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Lefisha Ein Omrim Shira Al Neis B'Chutz Laretz. Since the Neis of Purim occurred in Chutz Laretz, B'Ikar, because of that, the Chazal did not see fit to be Mitaken Amirat Shira. Because it doesn't have that chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. Ma'atke lover nachem by Yitzchak. And what about Yitziat Mitzrayim? Yitziat Mitzrayim is the main halal. It's called. That's halal Mitzrayim. So over there, that is the nation of Chutz La'aretz. And we sure say halal on Pesach. Yes, it's the market of Tanya. Ad shalom nechtesu Yisrael la'aretz. Before Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael with Yoshua ben Nun. Hukshiru kol ha'aretz ot lomar shira. All lands were suited for a siyas, for a nes, that would be gerim shira. But the rega that nichnasu laaretz lo shu kol aretzot lomar shira. Reb Nachman says that's not the reason. The reason we don't say halal on Purim is because we do. Because the Kriyat HaMegillah is a Hala. And the whole thing is this massive story of the Sipur HaNeis, which we're so happy to read about. We don't need to. That is the Hala. So Kriyata Zohi Halila. Rava Amar Bishlama Hatam. Rava says, look, it's clear why we say Hala by Pesach. Because by Pesach, Hala makes sense. You're saying Hallelu Avdei Hashem and no longer Avdei Paro. That's part of the essence of the Hala. But what are you going to say? You're going to say on Purim, they're going to say Hallel. How can I say Hallel? What are you going to say? Hallelu Avdei Hashem and what? V'lo Avdei Achashverosh. They didn't escape Achashverosh. Akate Avdei Achashverosh. And we never get out of there. So you cannot say it in the same way that you say Hallel Mitzra. Ulu Reb Nachman, so how does Reb Nachman explain it? Reb Nachman says that Kriyata Zohi Halilah, that when we are reading the Megillah, it takes the place of the Halal. Marsh, but you do say Halal on the Nes of Purim. Tanya, and didn't we just read in the Braita that as soon as Nichnasu La'aretz, Lo Hushru Kol Ha'aretz Ot Lo Mashira, why are we saying Halal if we don't say Halal on the Nes of Bechutz La'aretz? Answers the Gemara, because he holds Reb Nachman, that Kivan Shegalu, once the Galu took place, we went back to the way it was before. Chazru le'eteran harishon. So just like in Mitzrayim we said, Hallel in Chutz Laretz, so too in Bavel we said, Hallel in Chutz Laretz, Hallel being the Megillah. Continues the mission. Lo haya make ba'avub shel nechoshet. We did not use a metal, a copper, or brass flute. Now, I don't get it. You started with the word Chalil. You said, no less than two Chalilim. And then you switched the language in the middle of the Mishnah to start talking about an Avuv. Why was that? Amar of Papa, to teach me that a Chalil is what's called the Avuv. Amai Kari Le Chalil, the reason that it's called a Chalil is to make you sensitive to the fact that it's very sweet. And the word Chali in Aramaic is sweetness. So Chali Kale. Its voice is so sweet that we call it the sweet one, Chalil. Tana Rabbanan, Abuv Haya B'Mikdash. You should know that there was a very special Abuv in the Beit HaMikdash, which was Chalak Haya. It was very, very smooth. It had been peeled outside of the bark, was peeled off. It was very thin, Dak Haya. And it was made out of bamboo, Shokana Haya. And it came all the way from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, Mimot Moshe Haya. So they thought that, well, we're much more sophisticated now than he was. Let us cover it with gold. Tziva HaMelech V'tzipuhu Zahav. They covered it with gold to make it beautiful, and it no longer sounded as beautiful. V'lo yakalo arev. It wasn't sweet anymore. Natlu etzipuyo. They took off the gold, and it went back to being sweet. V'yakalo arev k'mot shehaya. There was also Tzitzul Hayab HaMikdash, also symbols in the Beit HaMikdash, which was also made out of copper, and it was very beautiful, and something went wrong, it once fell, and it was Nivgam. And so they felt it wasn't covered for the Beit HaMikdash to have a slightly bent symbol. So they sent the greatest experts that were at the time in Alexandria, Alexandria Central, center of civilization, the great library of Alexandria. So they brought Umanim Alexander Shel Mitzrayim to fix it, and they fixed it. Except after they fixed it, it never sounded as good. V'lo haya kolo arev. So they unfixed it. Natlu tikuno, and it went back to being very sweet like it was. So this was a kolo arev, k'mo shehaya, it went back to being beautiful. Machteshet Hayta B'Mikdash. There was also a mortar that they used for crushing the ingredients of the Ketoret. And it was made out of Nechoshet. And as you know, the sound of Hakol Yafel B'Samim. So it needed to have a very special sound in order to make beautiful B'Samim. So Lohayala, what happened is that this was also from the time of Moshe. And it did an amazing job. It would make besamim be particularly beautifully smelling. Nitpagma. And something happened to it. And there too they brought umanim, me Alexandria, Shel Mitzrayim, to fix it. It should be covered by Beit HaMikdash. But the Ketoret never was as beautiful. לא הייתה מפתמת כמו שהייתה. So they took away, they unfixed it, and went back to being as beautiful as it was. והייתה מפתמת כמו שהייתה, it was beautiful like it was. And all of this, these two kelim that we spoke about, that were still in the Mikdash Sheni, were left from the time of the Mikdash Rishon. You will recall that Nebuchadnezzar had taken all of the kelim, and they were sent back by Koresh. And they were damaged. We need to pag mu. V'lo haya lehem arucha. There was no way for us to fix them. V'ya lehem, and on those kelim, and all of the incredible kelim that had been made out of nechoshet, which people thought could never be as valuable, as beautiful, as gold. And both of them, David called them nechoshet mimurat. He used the word nechoshet mimurat as if to say that they are particularly sparkling. And that nechoshet mimurat we use for the word, or nechoshet mimurat, that means it's very, very sharp and very, very shiny. Yaleim u'omer, and that's what the pasuk is referring to when it says, u'chle nechoshet mutzhav. They were gold. Shnaim chamudot kizahav. That they were as valuable as gold. Rav Shmuel says, no, that's not what it was, chamudot kizahav. Chad amar. So Rav and Shmuel, one of them, we don't know who said what, but one of them said, but that's not what it means, but rather that kol echad v'echad shakul kishnayim shel zahav. What it means is shnayim chamudot, double what it would be worth if it was made out of gold. V'chad amar, one of them said shnehem, both of them together were shkulim ke'echad shel zahav. Tani Rav Yosef and the Braita, like the second Pirush, that shnehem together were shkulim ke'echad shel zahav. Tani Rabbi Natan omer, the Shnayim has a different meaning. Shnayim means backup, redundant, because all of the Kelim had redundancies to make sure that they would never be left without them. So what it means is Shnayim, Shaniim hayu. So there were two of them. Shenemar the clay nechosh mutzav Shnayim al tikri Shnayim ela Shniim, redundant Kelim. Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Shiloach, which was the Maayan, where they would take the water for the special Nisach HaMayim, was Mikaleach Mayim B'Ki'isr. It was a tiny opening that was the size of a coin, the size of an Isr, and the water would come out of that opening. And that was like the main water source for Yerushalayim. Tziva HaMelech V'Rechivu, so the king said we should open it up wider. So they did, they brought engineers. Kadeshi Yit Rabu Meimav, so that we get more water. They did that, and they got less water. So then they sent people to put it back the way it was, and then it went back to pouring out the way it was. Mayim, as it was before. And all of these stories are to teach you something. The Kayem Mashenemar, which is so central to, this is so central to the Beis HaMikdash, and to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that this is actually what we read in terms of the Tikkun of the Beis HaMikdash. Al yitalel chacham b'chochmato, al yitalel gibor b'gvurato, ki im bezot yitalel amitalel, haskel v'yado ha'oti. V'chein ha'er b'shimim b'gamliel omer, har davlim were b'chalal lo haya b'migdash. There were no carillion bells in the Beit HaMikdash at all. Just so that you should understand the difference between how we look at music and how they look at music. What are hardavlim? Amar Rabbi, a tavla gurgadna, the Gordonian bells. Why weren't they mikdash? Mipnei shekolo av. Actually, we have the girsa because it has this thick-sounding noise. Umaarvevet aneima, and it completely ruins the songs of people who are singing with it. אין פוחתים מ-21 תקיעות במקדש ולא מוסיפים 48. אין פוחתים משני נבלים ולא מוסיפים 6. אין פוחתים משני חלילים ולא מוסיפים 12. ב-12 יום בשנה חליל מכה לפני המזבח בשחיטת פסח ראשון, בשחיטת פסח שני, יום טוב הראשון של פסח, יום טוב של עצרת בנשבועס. ב-8 ימי החג ולא היה מכה בעבוב של נחושת, אלא בעבוב של קונה, מפני שכולו ערב ולא היה מחלק, אלא בי אבוב יחידי, מפני שהוא מחלק יפה. ועבדי כהנים היו דברבי מהר, רבי יוסי אומר, משפחת בית פגרים ובית ספריה מעמי עושיו מסיעים לכהונה. וחנינה בן אנטיגנוס אומר, no, actually, לוויים היו. מתניתין דלוק רבי יהודה, דתני רבי יהודה אומר, הפוחת לא יפחות משבע, ומוסיף לו יוסיף על 16, במאי כמפלגי, רבי יהודה סבר תקיעה תרועה תקיעה חודה היא, רבון הצווי תקיעה לחוד, תרועה לחוד ותקיעה לחוד. מה הייתה עם רבי יהודה? כתיב ותקעתם תרועה, וכתיב תרועה יתקעו, שמע מנה תקיעה תרועה תקיעה חודה היא. ורבונן, ההוא לפשוטה לפניה ופשוטה לאחריה הודיעתה. רבונן מה הייתה עמה? הכתיבו בהקיל את הקהל תתקעו ולא תריעו. ויסק את התקיעה תרועה תקיעה חודה היא, אומר רחמון העביד פלגן המצווה, ורבי יהודה, סיבון הבא אומר הוא, כמען אז עד יום הרב כאן אין בין תקיעה לתרועה ולא כלום, כמען כרבי יהודה, obviously, no, not obviously, מה עוד התאמה? אפילו כרבונן עתי להפוק עם רבי יוחנן, דיום השם התשע תקיעות, בתשע שעות ביום יצא, כמה השמלון? So maybe הכי נעמי, but then why say ולא כלום? 12 יום בשנה חליל מכה, מה ישנהני? הוב יחיד גומר באמת הלל, דום רבי יוחנן משום רבי שמעון בן יהוצדק, 18 ימים שיחיד גומר באמת הלל, שמונה ימי החג, שמונה ימי חנוכה, יום טוב ראשון של פסח, יום טוב של עצרת, ובגאולה 21, תשע ימי החג, שמונה ימי חנוכה, שני ימים טובים של פסח, ושני ימים טובים של עצרת. מה ישנה בחג דאמרינן כל יומה? ומה ישנה בפסח דלא אמרינן כל יומה? דחג חלוקין בקורבנותיהם. בפסח אין חלוקין בקורבנותיהם. אין שבת. ‫בחלוקה בקורבנותיה, למה? ‫לא, שבת זה לא יקרי מועד. ‫אין ראש קודש, יקרי מועד, למה? ‫מה, זה לא רק יש בעשיית מלאכה? ‫תכתיב השיר, יהיה לכם כליל ‫להתקדש חג, ‫מיץ' מינס לילה מקודש לחג, ‫טעון שירה, ‫בשאינו מקודש לחג, אין טעון שירה. ‫ראש השנה ויום הכיפורים, ‫די יקרי מועד ויקדוש בעשיית מלאכה, למה? ‫משום דרבי אבו, דיום רבי אבו, אמרו מלאכי השרת לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם, מפני מה אין ישראל אומרים שירה לפניך בראש השנה ויום הכיפורים. אמר להם, איפה שמלך יושב על כיסא הדין, וספרי חיים וספרי ביתי פתוחים לפניו, וישראל אומרים שירה לפניי. והחנוכה, דלא הכי ולא הכי, וכמה? נה, that's משום ניסה. So, פורם, תיקה ניסה למה? אמר רבי יצחק, לפי שאין אומרים שיר על נשר בחוץ לארץ. מה את כבר ונחו, יצחק הרי יציאת מצרים וזה נשר בחוץ לארץ, ואמרי ננהלו. כדתניה, עד שלא נכנסו ישראל לארץ, לא הוכשרו כל הארצות לומר שירה. מי שנכנסו לארץ, לא הוכשרו כל הארצות לומר שירה. רבי נחו ונאמר, we do say שירה, קריאתה, זוהי העלילה. רוב אמר, בשלמה אתם, הללו עבדי השם ולא עבדי פרעה. Hoch, what are you going to say? Alu avdei Hashem, alu avdei Achashverosh. Akati avdei Achashverosh anan. Olu Reb Nachman, diom kriyata zui ha'ilayla. How did he explain the fact that Altani b'shenichlusu l'aretz lo uchshu kol haratzot lomar shira? He explains that by the fact that kivan shegolu chazu le'teran arishon. Lo haya makeh b'avuv v'shom echoshet. Wait a minute, is it a chalil or is it an avuv? Patak b'chalil misayim b'avuv. Omer of Papa, haino chalil, haino avuv. Amai korele chalil, t'chali kali. Tana Rabbanon, avuv haya b'migdash, chalak haya, dak haya, shokan haya, umimot Moshe haya, tziva ha-melech v'tzipu zahav, v'lo haya kolo arev, natlu et tzipuyo, והיה קולו ערב כמו שהיה. צלצול היה במקדש, הנחושת היה. והיה קולו ערב ונפגע. שוכו חכמים והביאו אומנים מאלכסנדריה של מצרים, ותקדו ולא היה קולו ערב. נטלו את תיקונו, והיה קולו ערב כמו שהיה. מכתשת הייתה במקדש, שהנחושת הייתה מימות משה הייתה, והייתה מפתמת אותה בסמים. נתפגמה והביאו אומנים מאלכסנדריה של מצרים ותקנוה ולא הייתה מפתמת כמו שהייתה נטלו את תיקונה, והייתה מפתם כמו שהייתה. אלו שני כלים נשתרו ממקדש ראשון ונתפגמו, ולא היה להם ארוכה, ועליהם אמר דוד נחושת ממורת, נחושת ממורק, עליהם הוא אומר כלי נחושת מוצב, שניים חמודות כזהב, רב ושמור אחד אומר, כל אחד ואחד שקול כשניים של זהב, ואחד אומר, שניים שקולים כאחד של זהב. תני רב יוסף, שניים שקולים כאחד של זהב. תני רבי נתן אומר, שניים, היו שם שניים, עד היו שניים, אלה שניים. תני רבן שווה בגמליות, השילוח היה מקלח מים בכעיסר, ציב המלך וחיבו, כדי שתרבו מימיו. In fact, נתמעטו מימיו. חזרו מייתו, והיה מקלח מים. וקיים מה שנאמר, אל יתעלל חכם בחוכמתו, ואל יתעלל גיבור בגבורתו. וכן, היה רב שמעון בן גמליאל אומר, הרדולים לא היה במקדש. מה היה הרדולים? אומר אביי, טבלו גורגדנה, בפני שקולו אב, ומערבב את הנעימה.